In the new novel, Into the Sun, when a car explodes in a crowded part of Kabul 10 years after 9/11, a Japanese-American journalist is shocked to discover that the passengers were acquaintances, three fellow expats who had formed an unlikely love triangle. The novel is by Danae Ellis Bouchard, the author of the novel Vandal Love and Cures for Hunger, a memoir. His work has appeared in the LA Times as well as Salon, and he has reported from Afghanistan, India, Rwanda, and Iraq, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Danae, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Given your reporting experience, given the time that you've reported in Afghanistan and India, Rwanda, and Iraq, what brought you to this particular story?
I first went to Afghanistan in 2009, and I went not really knowing what I was going to write about at that particular moment. I had a few ideas. But what struck me when I arrived there was the civilian culture, the Western civilian culture in Afghanistan. And Kabul really struck me as a sort of Wild West boomtown. You know, I grew up with this sort of image of the Wild West boomtown. It's this place where gold is struck and you have your mercenaries and your missionaries and your do-gooders and your get-rich-quick types all rush in to make a fortune. And with the vast foreign aid and development money in Kabul, that was really the sort of culture you had shaping up with the expats. And I just had never thought of expats as part of, or as Western, you know, civilians as part of a war effort. And suddenly I was looking at this culture thinking, well, maybe this is a story that needs to be told. And that was in 2009, and that grew into the book.
What ultimately is the story that you did want to tell? And ultimately, another way of asking that is, what do you hope people get from the story that you're telling?
The story I'm telling is about a group of Westerners who go to Afghanistan with dreams of doing good or dreams of reinventing themselves. And you know, the novel begins with a car bomb where three people disappear, but four people are missing, and a journalist who's trying to understand what led them to Afghanistan. And you know, what I really want readers to experience is to sort of feel the ignorance with which we went into Afghanistan, to feel what it's like to walk down the streets in Kabul with these sorts of, you know, Western fantasies of what we're going to do there, being saviors of all the things we're going to change, while being almost in total ignorance of Afghan culture. And so the book is really sort of about how Westerners have sought to implicate themselves in Afghanistan while knowing very little about the place and, you know, without having any tools to effect any positive change.
What were the challenges in telling that for you, given your experience and given that you still have questions to answer? What were the challenges in telling the story?
Well, in the sense that I went there myself, and I went there several times between 2009 and 2014, I also went there with my own ignorance. And what was challenging about that was to I didn't want to offer a moral, right? It was challenging to tell a story that wasn't saying, hey, this is right and this is wrong, or it's all hopeless, but rather to show the complexities. And I wanted the reader to understand how much we perceive things one way when they can actually be perceived in numerous different ways. So, you know, the goal in the book was to make readers experience the dramatic complexities of Afghanistan and the ways in which our culture trains us to see things in certain ways when actually somebody else can perceive those same actions or events in very different ways. So it was hard to create a book that didn't try to simplify the situation. I wanted to actually to keep it complex, to make the reader have to wrestle with how to interpret a lot of the things happening there.
So in the novel, we meet Alexandra, we meet Justin, and we meet Clay. Alexandra, human rights lawyer for imprisoned Afghan women. Justin is a born-again Christian who teaches at a local school. And Clay, an ex-soldier who was working as a private contractor. Tell us about these characters and their dynamic with one another.
So these are all characters who, in some way or another, are trying to run away from problems back home. And this is something that I think is sort of classic in expat communities. People who are fleeing something or who are running away from even a lack of purpose, then they feel much more purposeful while living in a war zone. They feel more important. They feel more engaged with the world. And these characters all have pretty complex backstories. Clay is from a very poor Franco-American family, and he becomes a soldier because it's his only real way out of that poverty. And it gives him a sense of feeling more American than he felt when he was with his family. And Justin's an upper middle class, kind of typical young guy from Louisiana who, and I don't want to spoil the story for the readers, but has an injury that prevents him from becoming a soldier. And he wants to somehow do something for Afghanistan in another way. And they're all there trying to become the people they want to be in Afghanistan. And Alexandra is a human rights lawyer who's grown up with poverty and gender violence in Canada and has gone to Afghanistan to try to help Afghan women. And so you have all three of these characters who are there with a mission, something they're supposed to be doing, and are all slowly becoming disillusioned. They're at various stages in their disillusionment. And, without revealing too much, they do form a love triangle that slowly breaks apart as they, as each one comes to different realizations about the war and their role in it and, their vision for their own lives.
One of the things that I find fascinating about the novel is an issue that you address of the type of person who wants to be in Afghanistan, the type of person who goes to a war zone, the type of person who wants to be in the thick of things that most people would want to avoid at all cost.
Absolutely. I mean, you have these characters who are to some degree adrenaline junkies, who are who like how alive they feel in Afghanistan. And what the book does explore is a number of the different factors that drive them, whether it's how awake they feel when they're there, how purposeful they feel. You know, when you're in a place like Afghanistan, you really can feel that you have purpose. And there's this sort of relationship they all develop with their online personas. You know, they're reinventing themselves as people who go to places like this. So it's a very colonial narrative, ultimately. You know, the going to another country to save people, to reinvent yourself, to become this adventurer, while being unable to resolve the traumas or the problems that set them into motion in the first place. And I think a lot of people who do go to war zones are people who need, do often need a lot of stimulation and need adventure. And there's a variety of different kinds of people who do this, but there's also, the sort of maybe more classic narratives that we would recognize as colonial of the adventurer who wants to reinvent themselves in a foreign setting.
How much of this is a story of Afghanistan, or could this be replaced with other hotspots around the globe?
To some degree, there's a certain, you could say there's a certain universality to how expat communities behave in hotspots. But it is a story of Afghanistan in the sense that, the final character in the book is Idris, who's a young Afghan man who is very much affected by how the Westerners behave in Afghanistan. He's grown up watching American movies and TV shows, and you have to remember that we've been there 15 years now, and there's a generation of young people who've grown up under the American occupation and who have grown up consuming our media and have very Western dreams and yet no means to achieve those dreams. And so in this sense, it's very much a story about Afghanistan, but it's also very much a story about the United States and the way that the United States likes to present itself on the global stage as a savior, as a country, a global police, a country that solves problems, whereas, while back home, we're a mess. And so the book is really trying to bring into contact and show the collision between an American culture that is doubting itself, that is in a very difficult place, that is uncertain of its role in the world, and an Afghan culture that is in a rapid transformation, that is trying to leave behind a legacy of decades of war and of decades of foreign intervention, and is trying to decide which foreign influences to take on and how to align itself with the world and all the various different pressures.
The name of the book is Into the Sun, a novel by Danae Ellis Bichard. It is published by Milkweed Editions. Danae, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Again, the name of the novel, Into the Sun, published by Milkweed Editions. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.